AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As President Biden marks a coming coronavirus vaccine milestone at home, his administration is moving to help other countries. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
A White House official says the administration's planning to loan a combined 4 million AstraZeneca doses to Mexico and Canada. Though it's not yet approved for use here, the U.S. has stockpiled tens of millions of AstraZeneca doses should they get emergency approval. That's led to an international outcry that the potentially life-saving doses should be used elsewhere for now. The White House has said the president's priority is on vaccinating all Americans. This afternoon, he's expected to highlight a coming milestone, 100 million doses injected in his first 100 days. Today is his 58th in office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says flags at the White House will fly at half staff in remembrance of the eight people shot and killed at massage parlors in the Atlanta area. Most of the victims were Asian. The president will be in Atlanta tomorrow.
They will meet with the state legislators and community advocates to hear about the impact of the incident on the community and to get their perspective on the rise in anti-Asian hate incidents. The president will also offer his support for the AAPI community in Georgia and across the country and talk about his commitment to combating xenophobia, intolerance, and hate.
The European Union's Drug Regulatory Agency says AstraZeneca's vaccine doesn't increase the overall risk of blood clots, and the benefits of using it outweigh the risks. Several European nations, including Germany, France, Italy, and Spain, had suspended their use of the vaccine. The Senate has approved Javier Becerra's nomination to be the next health secretary. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the New York Yankees and Mets will be allowed to start the Major League Baseball season with a maximum 20% capacity. This is AP News. A Hawaii island, Kauai, has managed to remain largely untouched by the coronavirus after restricting travel during the pandemic. Mayor Derek Kawakami says the idea was to get the most vulnerable vaccinated.
The timing is horrible, but vaccines are arriving in Hawaii. We're seeing a second and third spike happening on the mainland. We got to do these restrictions and we got to bite the bullet. We're gonna do what we can to get out of this as quickly as we can.
As of last week, Kauai has had only 217 confirmed coronavirus cases since the start of the pandemic. Sean Burpee is general manager of the Timbers Kauai Resort.
The front desk will outfit every guest with their own personal geofencing wristband. And then through the Aqua Quarantine app, you're able to initiate your quarantine sequence. Tell them where you are.
A unique resort bubble program on Kauai is helping to bring back some tourists. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves, recognize it in a flawless fit, and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. It's the standard Coldwater Creek has honored for over 40 years, derived from a rich Mountain West heritage and designed for today in styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.